be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How might the Federal Reserve's statement recently on interest rates and inflation, how might that affect your retirement? You know, the Fed came out and said they are going to maintain low interest rates for the foreseeable future. Now, this is, of course, the overnight borrowing rate between the banks. And so that filters down, though, into the economy. And the Federal Reserve is actually trying to spur a little bit of inflation. And Jerome Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve, said last week in their statement that he's not worried about what we call transient inflation, meaning temporary. He thinks there's potential for a little bit of temporary inflation, but that it will be short-lived. Here's the concern, though, for you if you're getting ready to retire or already retired. You know, low interest rates are good for business and good for younger folks that are wanting to expand business or build a house. You know, it's great for the housing market. I would expect real estate very well may continue to boom, especially residential real estate in the Knoxville community. But, you know, when you're retired, you're kind of facing some double whammies on threats to your income because interest rates are going to be very, very low for a while. I'd say at least for probably two or three more years. So it's hard to earn money on stable or protected investment options like banks, you know, CDs, individual bonds, either corporate or government bonds. It's just very difficult to earn a decent interest rate. And then if on the flip side, the Fed is trying to spur a little bit of inflation, you're getting squeezed. And this has happened before. In the 1950s, there's a lot of parallels here. You know, we had this huge debt after World War II. We owed about, in terms of the size of our economy, our federal debt was about where it is now. Actually, it's a little higher now. But, you know, the Fed kind of wanted to create a little bit of inflation through the 50s and 60s while keeping interest rates low. Now, eventually, the dam broke and we had hyperinflation in the 70s. But it's very difficult, I would say. You know, this is one of the two biggest risks today's retirees face. Now, one is retiring and having a challenging market in the first 5 to 10 years. You know, retiring into the teeth of a bear market. But the other one is retiring into a very, very low interest rate environment. The traditional alternatives of U.S. bond investment is just not going to be very attractive in the long haul. Yet, the piece that bonds have filled in a portfolio is not only stability of income and interest, but, you know, they offer stability to balance stock market risk. Because when the stock market is volatile, people are rushing to the safety of bonds. The problem is, to add that diversification now, you know, it helps in the short term, but it's very damaging in the long term. And I would even say over a period of the next 10 years, if you really don't care what your investments do in the next 10 years, I'm not saying you don't. I'm just using an example. But if you got in a time machine and went and flew forward 10 years and you didn't need to touch your money in the meantime, I actually think the risk of not having as much money in your investments is greater in the bond market than it is in the stock market. So you need a different plan for diversification and for income. The traditional approach of 60-40, 70-30 stocks and bonds, probably not going to be very effective. You've got to be looking forward on what's likely to work in the future because everything in the past, especially in the last 50 years, we haven't had the type of interest rate environment that we're going to have in the next 10 years. So be sure you're looking at the diversification in your portfolio and you've created an income plan for the early years of retirement and you don't depend so strongly on the traditional bond market investment.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.